Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me, of course, on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. So, a listener recently wrote in to ask, my desktop all-in-one, and by this I mean computer, is now nearly 12 years old and still going strong. I upgraded the hard drive to a solid state 2 years ago and I'm running Windows 7 Pro. I've tried installing Windows 10, but it didn't work properly. I'm mindful that electronics don't last forever and wondering whether I should buy a new computer. Well, Robin, here's the thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it is an age-old adage and one we could well all listen to. I personally suffer from a common ailment afflicting all tech journos called upgrade-itis. We like to upgrade things until we break them or they become otherwise useless and redundant. For example, I wrote this program while working on my Mac, which is running OS Ventura, which is the new operating system that's about to come out. And my phone, of course, is on Mac OS 16, also software that isn't out yet. And it's a matter of time until one of these is no longer useful because I love the allure of beta software. It's pre-release with all that comes with that. Oh, well, at least I'll know why things don't work when they don't work. So, as you were saying, Robin, the computer runs fine. We know that because you said so. The main reason one should upgrade is for some new enabling technology that wasn't planned for when your machine and software were mainstream 12 years ago. Some newfangled application that your system just goes, huh, to? Failing that, back to the adage, if it ain't broken. There's one caveat to this advice, and that is security and software vulnerabilities to things like malware, trojans, and viruses. The older stuff like Windows 7 stops being supported, and patches get left unmade like a teenager's bed, and this could be an issue for critical or sensitive info. This would be the only reason, bar speed advantages and the love of shiny new things, that would actually motivate one to spend that well-earned cash. So, the advice, leave it well enough alone unless you have no choice. What a great question though, Robin. Thanks, and I hope this helps you and others. Thanks. It's been Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, that podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. Until next week.